service, transfers, and emergency?
I have $550,000.
That's what I've got. Judicial facility, tax.
$1,635,000.
That's what I've got. Circuit clerk, no increase. Economic development.
$119,600.
So I've got $122,096.
2012 was $19,600, and you had.
I've got $119,600, and you gave me an increase in that department of $24,96.
And that is. You have. That particular employee.
That's where that employee is budgeted, and that's where we've been paying her from.
The entire amount?
I think.
Which one was that, Ron?
It's not a development. I'm going to say it out loud. Let's see if we can show the expense here. Well, I have no idea. Now that you've been there, because I'm looking at this.
2496.
2496. That's where we've got it. Or that's where
you probably make me the same. Let me make sure you do that.
Okay. That brings me up to 122096.
Civil camp is off quiet.
You know nothing.
Went somewhere with Brendan, didn't he? Say he had to talk to him about something.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You ready, Rick?
What'd you get for the total?
122,096.
Well, I'm not quite ready for some
reason. 119,096.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
Legal, no increase?
Okay, for some reason I thought I had an increase.
That's okay, let's talk about that.
That's probably where I had
the other?
Yeah, the other employee.
What's the total amount you've got there?
177.46.
One what?
177.46.
You're way off.
Well, it was 168.250 last year.
Right, and with zero increase, it's going to be 168.250 again.
And I've added that employee there rather than in the.
Well, no, you added double that employee there, I would guess. No?
No, it's just that employee, but it was.
Okay, the 168.
But I'll just move it to zero, and that'll make my total right because it's
easier. I want to see, though. 168.250 plus 2496. And he brought us up to 177.46. And we're looking at, what did you say?
That's where I was.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Let's move on to HR. Where did you get that?
98301.
I don't have that, so what number is that?
It is 129.
We have $97,226. Mm-hmm. We have $3,105.18. And I get $100,431.18.
My understanding was that you wanted to have that because half of that would come from this fund, half of it would come from.
I have no idea. I just was adding the figure that you gave me for.
But remember, we did talk about that half of that would be from Woodbridge, half of it from here. Is that?
Let's back up. Is this the total, Rick? Or
that's
is this
the total.
Half?
That's the total.
So tell me what that figure would be, and I'll change mine.
I just used half of it, so I don't have to think of it.
3105.18 divided by 1550.
And then you have to add 97,326.
$78,859.
I got 98,301. I have to check to make sure I got the right.
I'm going to buy you the calculator.
Well, I use it some, but not much.
What do you have 98 what on?
401-788-88, that's what I have. No change in animal control, emergency management.
50,080.40.
I have that. Airport?
587,580.40.
I have that. Donna, do you want to run down your figures and see if we match?
I haven't, I wasn't able to change them all.
You want me to give them to you?
Sure.
You know? The first one will be 226.90.
Okay.
Second will be 128.016. Rick, you tell me if we...
016?
Yes. 128.016. That's for now. We will correct what needs to be corrected.
Okay.
Elections 201.220.
That's way over what I have, but... 201...
I understand, but that's what was approved in 2012 plus increases, so
okay.
That's what we're using here.
201 what?
220. Buildings and grounds, 775,805.60.
Okay.
Benefits, 1 million. Nope. Yeah, 1,926,000. I don't have this right. What figure do you have there, Ray? This is
in benefits.
I've got an extra zero.
1,926,088.
Right. 1990.
088. Okay.
85,748.80. 111 is 47,000.
Okay.
112 is 59,113.76.
Okay.
113 is $94,400.20.
Okay.
114 is $4,588,526.
Okay.
115 is 145,090.80.
Mm-hmm.
117 is $1,862,775.16.
Okay, you said 775?
Yes. You have that, Rick?
I had 475.
I did, too. At one time.
Okay.
118 is 1,210,484.80.
Okay.
119 is 545,779.54.
Okay.
120 is 126,621.40.
Okay.
121 is 41,920.22.
Okay.
123 is 30,600.
Okay.
124 is 550,000.
Mm-hmm.
125 is 1,635,000.
Okay.
126 is 95,194.
Mm-hmm.
127 is 122,096.
Okay.
128 is 168,250.
Okay.
129 is 98,878.59.
Okay.
130 is 206,662.34.
Yep.
133 is 46,260.20.
Okay.
135 is 401,788.88.
Okay.
136 is 180,895.
Okay.
137 is 50,080.40.
Mm-hmm.
And 140 is $587,580.40.
Total 16,743,627.75. That's 16.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, 16,000,000.
743,627.75.
Yeah, I know it should be 0.76. It's because we did the third one.
So the figure you got is 0.75. Why would the two computers not match up if you guys are using the same?
Because he said something about a penny you took off.
You didn't take that penny off.
You didn't take off the penny I told you to take off?
That's right.
So we don't balance because you've got a penny in there that you shouldn't have?
Actually, you don't have a penny that you should have.
Tell me what that office was.
Half of the increase on the purchasing department.
And that came down to what was it?
The increase was right every year.
Where's purchasing? Right there. What was the increase?
The increase in purchasing. $800.02.
The increase in purchasing was $400 in each fund. What does that add up to you?
$800.
$800.
It was $800.02, and when you take half of it, it's $400 more again.
Well,
what line do I need to change?
Let me see what you gave me to look at. I'm going to go $400 in it.
It didn't make a difference.
It does to me.
Well, it is. The increase was $800.02, and it should be $400 in one hit.
Let's add that in.
Okay.
I think that's what we should do, is to do it correct. I got 3108. 3105.8 is it purchasing? No, human resources?
Yes, purchasing.
Purchasing. What number is that? Got it, 123. Yep, I wrote down 400. And, so it's $400 a penny?
Yeah, a penny, I guess.
I can't believe you did that in your system, Ricky. Yes, I can. So it's $400 in a penny. So purchasing is going to go up by one penny. So it's going to be $30,601.01. Oh, right, Vic?
30,600.01.
That's what he says.
Okay.
So we're going to go down here and go to 76. Then when we're going to have a vote of the commission to round that off. That's your life, my family. Okay, let's, there we have it. Donna,
yes,
while you're here, can we talk about your two budgets?
Sure.
Let's start with County Clerk. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Let's jump right into it. We want to make sure, because Donna says that she has a different figure, that we have the figure for salaries correct. So Donna, when you have arrived at that, what you're thinking on that, please let us know. You said she was running that down, is that right?
She hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
I'm showing for salary 127,672. Is that right?
We show salary request of 127,672.
Okay.
We show approved 117,792.
Mm-hmm.
117,792 added to the figure that Rick gives us, which is 4,264, is a considerable difference from.
And see, what I did was, because at the time I did the budget, Lynn was still working for me. And so I did $11.51 times 2,080 hours for Angie.
Well, if Lynn is gone, should it be less than what you originally?
Well, I have two part-time employees filling the one position.
Right. Okay. We're talking about 2013 now. You're going to have
two part-time,
two full-time employees.
No, I'll have a total of 3 full-time employees, one of which, gosh, on 2 full-time and 1 part-time, or 2 part-times.
2 full-time and 1 part-time.
Scott, I'll
ask you.
2 full-time
okay.
and 2 part-time.
And who are your 2 full-time?
Angie and Christy.
Those are going to be your full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
Angie and Christy, full-time.
And I'm showing, let's see, I did this in August, so I'm showing.
And then you're going to have part-time.
Yeah, Brenda and Stacy are splitting, which I was going to ask you.
Brenda and Stacy are splitting, so they'll be.
They're splitting Lynn Winnicky's.
They're what?
They're splitting Lynn Winnicky's salary.
Position.
Yeah. Okay. But if I, what I've been doing, and I would like to continue to do, is work each person 3 days a week, which puts me over budget by $46 per week at their wage, which is, of course, less than Lynn Winnicky got paid, but when you add the 2 together, that's what it comes to, is $46 a week.
How many hours a week?
3 days a week, each person.
So 24 hours, 48 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
Which seems like that's 8 hours more than what Lynn was working, right?
It is.
But it's less, you're saying.
Because they make less money.
And we're not paying benefits.
Right.
Right?
Right. And they both wanted to continue to work, but Stacy wanted to work only part-time.
Part-time.
And I have her set up to do commission minutes. So she does Mondays and Thursdays, and the third day is so she can get the minutes of the other 2 days typed up, plus any other duties. And then Brenda fills in for the other chores that Lynn did.
Can you eliminate one of those positions if we do the minutes?
Well, I'm going to do the minutes, so no, I...
You can do the minutes. We can do the minutes if we both want to do the minutes. I'm asking you a question.
I'm not... I'm going to continue to do the minutes, so
okay.
I can't answer it any other way than that.
So in the county commission room, we need to find you a spot if we make the decision to do the minutes ourselves.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you hit me with that again a little
slower?
We need
to find you a spot so that you can sit or someone can sit. But the question is whether or not we're going to fund then one of those half positions. So we need to take that into consideration. Right now, you've got 2 full-time people, and you're asking...
Well, are you trying to tell me you guys are going to try and do the minutes? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm telling you that we're going to discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I hear.
Okay. I think my staff is doing an excellent job, and we're following the opinion of the Attorney General's office, but...
Let me... So you've got 2 full-time... And 2 half-time that you're asking for.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know how we could run the office, Ron. I mean...
So from the... from the... Rick, tell me about the salary that's here. Is this... One of the 2 of you is not correct on this, or one of the 2 of you... I made this up where I should use. We need to find where we're at and what those salaries are. And if that increase falls in what you've given us here. Donna seems to think it's considerably more than that.
Well, I can do the math right here.
Yeah, who else are we?
And then my wages. Yeah, I had it right. A current wages that they're being paid is $127,672.
Do you want to click down if we're going to talk about specific employees for a minute?